Yeah, I heard what Punky said. Well, Johnny, we're going to try to do a little taping now. We got Eddie here, we got Punky here, we got Bob here, we got Madeline, and Ruth Ann, and Roscoe, the whole shit and caboodle. Everybody's here, and nobody got nothing to say. Come on, get on here, Eddie. Eddie got his mouth full of donut. Roscoe got his mouth full of coffee.
Well, Johnny, I went to the doctor today. Everything's A-okay. I'm discharged. Now all the guys who find a job make some money.
I'm still eating.
They're all still eating.
Stick around. I got plans.
You was talking about those glasses. If you get that prescription over here, well, we'll do what we can for you and get them back to you as quick as you can, because the ones you're running around over there, you can't see. And if you've been playing soccer with glasses on, I can understand why you don't have glasses, because we watched a soccer game the other day on television, and boy, that's a rough sport. Hello, Bob.
Hi, Johnny. Long time no see.
As you can tell by the voice, you're listening to your charming brother, Eddie.
He's lying.
I hear there was a message on these two tapes here for me, and I didn't.
What was this, Eddie? Was that one with all the talk about Christmas?
Christmas? Oh, I heard that. About the guns. Well,
he said something about guns on this one, I think.
Well, I missed it. But anyway, I know the tape before it was about the merits of a 30-06 against Marlin 366 and 35 caliber. We'll tell the boy to buy the Marlin in a 35, and he'll have as good a bear and deer gun as can be bought. Yes, he will, for this type of country. And my future sister-in-law is arguing with me. She's a gun buff, too. That gun, it's been featured in every sports magazine that I've been able to, that I've had my hands on. And, pardon me. So, I don't think I can go wrong.
Not if he bought it from you anyway.
And if he don't buy it while he's over there, time to look me up when he gets out. I'll give you a good price.
No, you won't. You're probably jipping.
I'm still trying to sell that first gun. Jeez. Now, Roscoe's going to get a job. I'll sell him a shotgun. He needs a deer rifle. By that time, I'm going to be in the bow and arrow business, too.
Well, except you can sell me the bow.
Eddie, can't
so,
you? Eddie, ask him how much your German Luger will
cost. You can't get it into the country, Madeline.
Why not?
Because. They'd have to shear the firing pin off
of it. They got it before the
they're illegal.
Congress now to stop shipping firearms through the mail.
No, they can't. They're just trying to stop selling them through the mail. This bloodthirsty Madeline, she wants to know if you could get her a German Luger.
Hey, Johnny, can you bring me over one of those German women?
And Bob wants a Fraulein.
I want a lie. I want a...
You can bring me back Frau, too.
You want to bring one here?
Roscoe will take one.
No, I'm not allowed to have one. I just have words.
Johnny, I don't know. I guess they wrote and told you about it, but Eddie and Punky, they're expecting a little visitor in August.
I'm going to be a daddy.
So we're all looking forward to that. With
I zigged when I should have zagged.
Johnny's already scheduled for babysitting.
And Punky says you're already scheduled for babysitting. So we got one next door now, so we're all getting in practice. We're going to get in practice with it, so we'll be ready for when ours shows up.
Yours?
No, ours.
Remember then, there'll be maybe two more on the way. You never know. I see them working for
Well, that happens, man. I don't know why or why. Things just don't get out of hand here some of these days, I'm
saying.
Well, look like a nursery.
We don't. We just wonder if you're
going to
bring a
solid
home with you.
Why not? Everybody else is trying to get married. You might as well do a party, too.
That's true.
We got a lot of tapes to go. Let's all take some.